short hakdoma about the zmanim of when nacht, when shkia is. The Gemara says that between shkia and nacht is shloishes revei mil, which is time-wise, let's say, 13 and a half minutes, if we take a mil to be 18 minutes. There's a machloikes harishoinim, if that means to say that after that, I mean, we know from shkia, bein hashmosh, it says sofik yom, sofik laila, when do you reckon this? Because there's another Gemara which says that tzach hakoil, there is from shkia till nacht, 4 mil. Rabbeinu Tam takes on that there's no stira between the two Gemaras. Let's talk about what we know, and then we'll come to Rabbeinu Tam. Everybody knows Rabbeinu Tam's man, Rabbeinu Tam's man. We take on, let's say, if Shkia is 5 o'clock, talk about Eretz Yisrael, because Manim, understandably, where it gets further north, it's longer time of Ben Hashmoshes. If 5 o'clock is Shkia, therefore, you find, according to the Yireim, Agoinim, that we find that Shkia, that Ben Hashmoshes is for 13 and a half minutes, and really, after 13 and a half minutes, take a bit more chomra, take on to 20 minutes, some people take half an hour, after that it's nacht. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam says there are two shkias. The first shkia is what we call 5 o'clock, but the main shkia, which lemaisa, the main shkia is at 13 and a half minutes before nacht, is if you take from 5 o'clock 4 mil till nacht, a mil is 18 minutes, 4 18 is 72 minutes. That means to say that nacht is 12 minutes past 6. So when is shkia? 13 and a half minutes before then. But from 5 o'clock till, let's say, about 5 to 6, that's not shkia. That's not ben hashmoshes. That's still the day. What I'm trying to get at is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, if what we consider shkia at 5 o'clock, and many places, especially in Eretz Yisrael, at 5:30, everybody down is married. Motzei Shabbos, 5:35, they do malachas already. According to Rabbeinu Tam, 5:35 is day. It's not night at all. It's not Ben Hashmoshes. It's not Shkia. Shkia is much later. Ad kan ahagdoma. Ma'ase shehoyo kachoyo. It sounds quite incredible. But ma'ase shehoyo, Avishnitzer Chosid, who was 25 years old, he was approached by an older Chosid, a friend of the Mishpacha, who came to him and told him, I think you ought to know, you don't remember your bris, but I was at your bris. And I think you ought to go to a Rav to ask a shayla, because I know that Lamaise, you are not gemalet. He got the shock of his life. Ich bin nicht gemalet. I was there, you can't know. I think you ought to go to a Rav. He says, ask a Rav a shayla. He says, I will explain to you what the shayla is, and you will ask the shayla. Maise shehoyo kachoyo. You were born on Sunday, assuming shkia was 5 o'clock at the time. You were born on Sunday at 20 to 6. Your father is a Kloisenburger Chosid, and your father keeps Rabbeinu Tam lekula lechumra to all aspects. Which means to say 20 to 6 on Sunday afternoon, as far as your father is concerned, is Sunday. So your father asked his Rav, the Rav in Kloisenburg, how to, when to do the bris? He says, on Sunday. You were born on Sunday, you do the bris on Sunday, on the eighth day. You are a Vishnitzer Chosid. Why are you a Vishnitzer Chosid? Because this boy was sent to a Vishnitzer Cheder, I went to Yeshiva Ketana, I went to Yeshiva Gedolah, he's a Vishnitzer. In Vishnitz, there's no Rabbeinu Tam. Nothing against Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ma'aseh in Vishnitz, on Motzei Shabbos at 5:35 they do Malachas. At 5:40 they're already smoking away. The Ma'aseh at 5:40 is long nacht. If you consider 5:40 as nacht, and you are born at 5:40, you are born on Monday. If you are born on Monday, your father did a bris on Sunday on the seventh day. I think you better ask a Rav Shaila whether Lamaisa you don't need to have a top of the bris again, because it could be your bris wasn't the bris this morning. It was too early. Oh, that's a good Shaila. A good Shaila wants to revert his Yiddish guy. But we're talking the Vaila, he's a Vishnitzer. So the question is, what do you do? I mean, so he looked at him and he said, I verstehe nicht. He says, I'm not passing. He says, he wasn't anything. Oh, so Lamaisa, your Shaila is mamish ben koimoi. What I want to start off is, first of all, two psokim of Rav Ozna, Shlita, in Shevet Halevi, which are to do with how chomor we look at this nekuda of whether it's Rabbeinu Tamzman or not Rabbeinu Tamzman. A child who is born on Leil Shabbos, 40 minutes after Shkia. That means to say, according to most people, that is considered it's not. The Goinim hold it's not already. Rabbeinu Tam holds it's been Ashmoshes. That's not as yet not. It's not Shabbos. The father is Noeg, like most people, Kishitas HaGoinim, which means to say, the child was born 40 minutes after Nat on Leil Shabbos, the bris is on Shabbos. No problem about it. Dr. Avodna, Avada Gevis, the bris can be b'Shabbos. According to the Shitta of Rabbeinu Tam, you've got a Sofik. It could be Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. What's the halacha, a child which is born Bein Ashmoshes? You can't do the bris on Friday, you can't do the bris on Shabbos, you cannot do it on Sunday. But he's got no problem. He, Lamaisa, fears of the Goinim. Dr. Avodna, you're not allowed to take a Moyel who's a Klozen Buga Chosid. You're not allowed to take a Moyel who keeps Rabbeinu Tam's man, Lekula Lechumra. As far as the Moyel is concerned, it could be it's a Melocha Deraisa, because there's no heter to mal this child. Even though as far as the child itself is concerned, even though as far as the father of the child is concerned, there's a mitzvah deraisa to mal the child now, as far as the Moyel is concerned, it's a problem. You can't take such a Moyel. That's first of all. And he says even more, and if there's no Moyel in town besides this Moyel, Dr. Avosna, and you can't bring a Moyel from somebody else, then you don't do the bris. You can't do such a bris. Why? Because the Moyel, he's got a problem. Even if I myself, he's nice Shliach, but he himself, a modern Azach, Shabbos in the same place, for one person is Azoy, one person is Azoy, we're talking about a mitzvah deraisa. Nevertheless, Dr. Avosna, you can't do the bris, the Shabbos, even as far as I'm concerned, was born on Shabbos. He's born Mamish, we've already long made Kiddush in Leil Shabbos 40 minutes after Shkia. As far as this Merle is concerned, he considers it Sofik Yom, Sofik Lala, he can't do the bris. Another psak, says Rav Ozna, a child which was born quarter of an hour after Shkia on Tuesday evening. Quarter of an hour after Shkia. The father of the child is Noeg Rabbeinu Tamzman. No, the father of the child, Rabbeinu Tamzman, is a Radigavis, he can make the bris on Tuesday. He's born quarter of an hour after Shkia, he's not Gornish, he can make it. He wants to be mechabed the moel who's noy kishita segoinim, and the person who's noy kishita segoinim is that he holds. So when's he going to do it? He's going to do it on Tuesday, but on Tuesday is Ken Zayin. That's Lamaisa the seventh day. If you haven't got another moel, Dr. Vosna, no, he can do that. It's not a shalav chilul Shabbos, but he shouldn't make a brocha. This moel got a shalav brocha levatol. How can he make a brocha? This moel Lamaisa holds that it could be this on the Yom Shvi. I'm just giving these to psokim. Before we start, to be able to understand the Choymer Adobo, this elderly Chosid who told this vision, it's a younger man, you should know you've got a problem, knew what he was talking about, there's a Shaila. The question is now, how do we deal with the Shaila? Let's start off with another completely different Shaila. There is a mitzvah in the Torah that a child who is born to do a bris milah. Who is mechuyev to do the bris milah? Whose mitzvah is it? The father's or the child? It could be. It's a child, but he's 8 years old, he can't do anything, so the father does the bris for the child. Or perhaps not, the chiyuv is the father, it's nothing to do with the child. The child is as like. The Mishnah said, the Braisa in Kiddushin Daf Chof Tes, the famous Braisa, Tonu Rabbonon, Ho'av Chayev Bivnoi Lomuloi Velivdoi Soyu Lelam de Torah. The father is Mechuyev to mal the child. But Achroinim Klera Shaila, the Tosfos Yontiv is Medayik the Loshen, that the Braisa says, Ho'av Chayev Lomuloi. And the lashon of the Mishnah on which this brisa goes is kol mitzvahs haben al ha'av. What's kol mitzvahs haben al ha'av? The mitzvah which belongs to the child, which the father has to do, but it's a mitzvah which belongs to the child. And that's what the Tana wants to let us know, that you should know the father avada gevis, he has to do the bris, but the mitzvah is of the child. If the father doesn't do it, it's a mitzvah of the child. There is more a diuk. The Tos Yontiv is medayik this lashon of Mishnah, but lamaisa is more of a diuk. There's a famous kasha there, Tosfos Daf Chof Tes asks a kasha, why did the Gemara have to bring a raya that women are potter from mitzvah smila to mal their child? Why do we have oisoy veloisoy? Why do we need a potter? Tepuklei, it's a mitzvah sasei, shezman grola. So that's what Tosfos asks a kasha. The Ritva answers the kasha. Zog the Ritva, ike lemeime, the hosom hu be mitzvah de nafsho. Where we find the woman is potter for mitzvah sasei shezman grola is on her mitzvah, which is her responsibility. Avol hocho, where we're talking about marrying the child, avol hocho be mitzvah dibno. The mitzvah is not her mitzvah. The mitzvah of the child is hava amine. The mechayva lo she's mechuyev. The loygora mi bezin the mechayva limimele. She's not worse off than bezin who are mechuyev to mal the child. Ula hochi it's trich kro. Therefore, it's necessary for the posuk to tell us lemiftero dechsev oisa velo oisa. The Ritva says quite clearly, the hava mina was that the woman should be mechayev. The bris mila is Because she's not doing her mitzvah. The mitzvah is mitzvah de beno. And that's what the Ramban says. The Avnei Nezer brings a medrash, a raya to them. The Avnei Nezer says, it's stated medrash on the posuk. Yishokeinu, Yishokeinu min Ashikas Piu, says the medrash. Odo Marishin, Nitztave al Sheva mitzvahs. Noyech, Nisvaseloi Eve Menachai. Avrohom al Homila. The Yitzchok, Chincho Lishmoel Yomin. The Yaakim in Nitztave al Gidanoshe. Says Avnei Nezer, what does this mean? The Yitzchok, Chincho Lishmoel Yomin. Mela, I understand Avraham was Mitzuvah LaMila. What's Yitzchok got to do with it? Yitzchok was a small boy of 8 days old. What's he got to do with Amila? Mucha, from this medrash, says Avnei Nezer that the child is not Stam a Chepet Shel Mitzvah on whom the bris is going to be done, but he himself is a Mitzchayev. No, the father does it. The same shitter of the Ritva and the Ramban, which it says Yonti was Medayek. Al Koponim, thus is clear from these shitters that the Mitzvah is of the child. The Rambam, in Hilchas Broches, seems to be not of that opinion. The Rambam says, "Kolo oisa mitzvah, bein she oisa choyva olov, bein she einu choyva olov. Imosa oisa la atznoi, if he makes the mitzvah for himself, mevorech laasois. The lotion of the broch is laasois. Whereas it's osa oisa la achirim, if he makes the mitzvah for somebody else, he says al hamitzvah. Says the Rambam ketzad. Moles benoi, if a person mouths his son, mevorech lo mul es haben." Why? Because Lamaisa, this is his mitzvah. Whereas, if he does a mitzvah for somebody else, then he says, Al. So, steht mefurish in the Rambam, that if this mitzvah would be the mitzvah of the child, the Loshon HaBrocha should be, Asher Kiddushonu, Mitzvah Yisronu, Al Hamilo. Is in the Rambam, steht mefurish, the mitzvah is the chiyuv of the father. So much so, that the Rivosh in Shuvas, in Simakuf Lamed Aleph, asks the question, I've got a steer in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam Paskin, legabe pidyon aben, hapoide es benoi, mevorech asher kiddushonu mitzvos yitzronu, al pidyon aben? The Rambam says the loshon is al pidyon. He says, v'im podo atzmi mevorech livdo yisa b'choir. If the child is poide himself, for example, that his father was not poide him in his, when he was born, and he has to do it himself, he makes mevorech livdo yis.
What did
Tzipoy say? I go to Shaila. The question is, she wasn't mechuyev, so why did she do it? Noch Shaila. Right, correct.
Wasn't
the good
place?
No, the broch is not miyakufa. That's a clause. Whereas by the mila, the Rambam says the loshen broch is lo mules benoi, not like pidyon aben al pidyon aben. Frek the rivosh in shuvas. What is the difference? Why does the Rambam say this chiluk haloshen? Zok the rivosh the naskmina zasoi. Mitzvah mila is the mitzvah of the father. That's what the Rambam holds. And therefore the Loshen is Lomu, because he is Mekayim his mitzvah. Whereas Pidyon HaBen, the mitzvah is on the son. Now the Torah says that son at 30 days old can't be put himself, so therefore the father has to do it. And therefore the father says, Al Pidyon HaBen. Al Koponim, the two shittas which we've found so far is, that we've got various Ashoinim, the Ram, the Ritva, Seches Yomtev, who hold the mitzvah of Mila is the child's mitzvah, and the father does it because the child can't do it when he's 8 days old. The Rivosh and the Furush, the Shittas Rambam, is not so. That the mitzvah is on the child, on the father, and not on the child. There is a third Shittah, which the Chasam Sefer brings in Shuvas, and as Rabbi Steisen Gaon, that Bemila and Pidyon HaBen, the mitzvah of the father himself. Al Koponim Lemaisa, the Chasam Sefer wants to say there are three Gedorim. He says there's a mitzvah of the father to mal his child, there's a mitzvah of the son to mal himself when he's grown up, and besides that, there's a mitzvah on the tzibur to mal any child who's an oral. Of Lemaisa, we have here a machloikus horishoinim, on whom is the mitzvah's mila, on the father or on the child? Lemay nafkemina. The sefer, meloi horoim, klolim. We know the famous gemara in Bavakama Pezayin, where the esuma is chayav or potter of a mitzvah. Lehalocha we paskin is chayav. But Rabbi Yehuda holds esuma is potter min a mitzvah. The question is, if a sumah is potter min a mitzvah, does the father have to mal his child? Has the father got a chiyuv to mal his child? Why? Because if the child grows up, when the child grows up, he himself is not going to have a chiyuv. The child himself is a sumah, is potter. L'chura, that's totally on this machloikas. If the chiyuv of mila is the chiyuv of the father, the fact that the child is a sumah is not a reason to patter the father for maling the child. Whereas if the chiyuv is a child, minadin, the father is not mechuyev. I didn't say he should, he shouldn't. I'm just saying minadin. He's not mechuyev if the child is a sumo. According to that, now we have to come to our Shaila. When we talk about this Kloisenburger Chosid, Zola Zayn Gesund, who married his child, and the child turned out to be a Vishnitzer Chosid, Lemaisa, if the Chiv was the father's Chiv, he did it on Beyom HaShmini, there's no Shaila at all. It's his Chiv, it's not to do with the child. The child is, in English they say, the object, and in other terminology, is Chavetz HaMitzvah, but it's the father's Chiv. But if we say the Chiv is the child's Chiv, no, the father is the Shliach Kilo of the child, because nobody else can do the Mila. No, if the child itself, himself, Lemaisa, holds that now is the seventh day, the father didn't do the Bris Mila Bismani. What's the halacha if you don't do Bris Mila Bismani? We'll see soon. About Gaponim, I'm just putting the question, the Shaila, into perspective. What are we talking about? What happens, Taka, if a child is not born by Yom HaShmini? Child's not born by Yom HaShmini. He's not married by Yom HaShmini. There's a machlokes. I just want to make sure everyone's awake. There's a machlokes aposkim. If there's a chiyuv to be matit dam bris afterwards, the Ramah in Hilchas Mila Simen Reis Samach Beis says, im ovar umol. There are two instances where the bris is not done bismanui. One instance is im ovar umol belailo. It's done by night. Zok the Ramah tzorich lachzer ulahatish emenu dam bris. It's done by night. Zok the Ramah moloi betoich shmoino. Not by night, by day. But it was b'yom hashmini, b'yom hashvi is yotzo. Yotzo. Zog the Shagisariya. What's the pshat? Zog the Shagisariya, the Ramah holds that if a person malas belaylo, it's worse than toichas man before the eighth day. Because Laila is not the Zman of Mila Bechlau. There's nobody in the world who does a Mila Belaila. Whereas, if he does it before the time, before Yom HaShmini, or the Yom is the Zman, it could be not for me, for somebody else, but Yom is the Zman. That's what Shagasari wants to explain, Shita Saramah. The Shach argues in the Ramah. The Shach understood that the reason why the Ramah passed like that was because he holds that it's Shaykh to be Mekayim the Mitzvah before Yom HaShmini. Now, if you do it before Yom HaShmini, you are losing the mitzvah which is called by Yom HaShmini, Yemol Basar Losoi. Ki'ilu, there are two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to mal the child, and one mitzvah by Yom HaShmini. So the Shach understood, Pshat in the Ramah, that if he does the bris on the seventh day, you've lost out on the by Yom HaShmini, Yemol Basar Losoi, but the bris mila is a good bris mila. Frek the Shach, I don't understand why, if that is the case, why, if a child is born on Shabbos, do we do a bris mila on Shabbos? He can mal the child on Erev Shabbos. You're losing out on Bayoyim HaShmini, the eighth day. I've got the Gemara, Menachas Dafayim Beis. The Gemara brings about the Ktsiras HaOymer. If the halacha would be that Ktsiras HaOymer, which is done Shaloi Kedin, Shaloi Kemitzvot, is kosher, Zok the Gemara, there would be no heter to Bedricha Shabbos. Because Mehecha Teisa Bedricha Shabbos, where you could be Yevet the Yotze without being Mechal Shabbos. Freg the Shach, if so, why is Mila doing Shabbos? If the Ramah holds that Mila is a good Mila, no, you're losing a Mila of Bayon HaShmini, do the Bris Shalom Bismanoi, do it on Friday. Therefore the Shach argues with the Ramah. The Shach says if a child is born on Yom HaShvi'i, B'dieved, it's no good, and Madav Masi Tain Tam Bris. Nish with the Ramah, Legabi before the time. If it's by night, the Ramah says it's no good at all, you've got to do Masi Tam Bris. But if it's before this Manoi, the Ramah says it's okay, it's kosher, and the Shach argues. Says the Shagasariya, the Raya of the Shach is not a correct Raya. He says, we find what happens if a child is born Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmoshes. Friday, Ben HaShmoshes, what's the halacha? Friday you can't do the bris, because it could be the child was born on one of Shabbos, it's only seventh day. Shabbos you can't do the bris, because if the child born on Friday, it's Shalei Bismanoi, so you did it on Sunday. Sure. So halacha is, it's a Gemara, because you can't do anything else. If we would paskin, freg the Shagasari on the Shach, if we paskin that lifnei zmanoi, you are mekayim a mitzvah, nor you only lose out on the mitzvah of mila bizmanoi, is why should one do the bris on the ninth day? She could do it on the seventh day. Mimonashech, it's not bizmanoi. Not the seventh day is bizmanoi, and not the ninth day is bizmanoi. On the contrary, the ninth day is zichen of bizmanoi. The seventh day could be bizmanoi. What are you losing out? Elamai, says the Shagasari, if a person mouths a child before Yom HaShmini, I'm careful with the lotion of the Samaritan Shagasariya, So the Shagasari, if a person mounts a child before the Yom HaShmini, he's not mekayim any mitzvah with his milah. More so, he says, if the child is born before the Yom HaShmini, he's not being mekayim mitzvah milah, and it's not shayach to mekayim mitzvah milah anymore. This child is nishgemadet. Why? He says a very extreme moshul. What would happen chas v'sholem im nichas hagid? There's no heichatimtza to do the bris milah. There's no milah by him. Zogli shagesaria, if lemaisa there was a bris milah done before the time and it's not this man, there's no, when it comes to the time, there's no milah. Before the time, there's no mitzvah. Afterwards, no hatovas dan bris. The shagesaria says, even if it's matit dan bris v'yom hashmini, loy osor klum, kiven dekva nechtecho or losoy koydez man mitzvosoy. There's nothing to do. I'm aware of the Gechidim Shagasari, how careful one has to be. Mele the Ramah says a Yoitze. Mele the Shach says you have to have to have Zambris B'yem HaShmini. Shagasari says, Me'uves lo yuchal iskoin.
No, not at Maul.
There's no Chiv. But that's there. The Gemara says you have to do a Maite, have to have Zambris, because I didn't do a Pe'ula to Mevatlit. Here I did a Pe'ula to Mevatlit. Chidish Godel from the Shagasari. As upon him, Lemaise, we see here, Machloikis Aposkim, if a child were mallet the child before Yom HaShmini. The Ramah holds is Yoytze de Milo. The Shach and the Taz and the Orach HaShulchan were in the book. The Shach, when the Ma'i says, Shach, Taz, and Orach HaShulchan says, you've not been Mekai Mitzvah Milo, and you've not been. And according to the Shagasaria, and I found the Chubas Rabbi Kiveger also, who holds is not Mekai Mitzvah Milo, and he doesn't need that Tavas Dambris, it's not good to help afterwards. Avada Gevis, we should be Choshesh Leshitas HaShach VaTaz to do that Tavas Dambris. But the Shaila is, what happens if he's born on Shabbos, and they did the Bris on Erev Shabbos, and the Maaseh was done therefore on the seventh day, and now you want to do Atavas Dambris on Shabbos, it's a mutzah to do Atavas Dambris on Shabbos on such a child. A child which is born on Shabbos, and you have to do the bris on Shabbos, but they did the milah b'yom hashvi'i on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, according to the Ramah, you don't do anything. According to the Shach and Taz, you do Atavas Dambris b'yom hashmini. Do we pasken clear cut like the Shach and Taz? If we don't pasken clear cut, you can't do Atavas Dambris on Shabbos, the Melachah B'raisa. But if that's the mitzvah's milah, because the Yemashvi you are not Mekai Mitzvah, then you've got to do it. Ashver Shaila. Now we have the Shaila, our Shaila. What's the case? We've Dvaila dealt with two Nakudas. One Nakuda was, on whom is the Mitzvah Smila? On the father or on the child? Another Nakuda, what happens if a child was Malet before Yemashmini? This, Kloisenberger Chosid told the Vishnitz Chosid, you should know that your Bris Mila was done before Yemashmini. According to your vision, the chosid, it was done b'yom hashvi'i. No, so the question is, how are we done the shaila? Lechaura, what can say? It's a sfek sfeker. What's a sfek sfeker? More than sfek sfeker. First of all, it's a sofik whether it was b'nash moshes. So it could be that he was taker b'yom hashmini. Even if you want to say it was b'nash moshes, it was b'yom hashvi'i. It's a machlokes. Some poskim hold that if you were the bris was made b'yom hashvi'i, the Ramah holds the Yoytzi, you don't need Hatovas Dambris. And more so, it could be, if we take into consideration that it could be the Chiyuv is on the father and not on the child, then Michal the Bris was the Valigris Bismani. So, taking all that into consideration, the Chura, we have no problem as far as the Bris of the child is concerned. But what? I want to add on two more Nakudas. I saw the Minchas Yitzchok in a Chelek, Vov Simen Kuv Dalet, brings the Shaila, very Bekitzer. And he says, look, to do Atofas Dan Bris now, at the age of 25, I'm not going to tell him to do it. Oh, but Lamaise, the Bris was done, and it's a Sofik. Okay, fake, say what you want, but Lamaise, this child wants to be 100% Gemalet. I think he should, he doesn't use the word, I'll use it in English, I think he should change his religion. He says, I think he from now on should keep Rabbeinu Tamzman. Lakula Lachuma, he should keep Rabbeinu Lachuma, I'll go upon him. Rabbeinu Tamzman, Motze Shabbos, stop doing melochas 40 minutes, 35 minutes after Shkia, wait till 72 minutes, in order that you shouldn't have this tarted asasa. As long as that Minchas Yitzchok. But in the Tshuvas Lahiras Nosen, Agon Rav Nosen Gishtetze from Nebrak, he says also this Nekuda of Svek Sveka, which we mentioned, but then he brings a very interesting Svara. He says, four Svaras, we'll bring two of them. The Gemara says in Erev in Davov, Man de Ovid, Ketrei Kula, the Sasra Ahadode Hurosha. A person who does two colors, which are soisa one the other, is a rasha. Zotem nosen gestetna. It's the Gemara says this person is a rasha because he did something which is not correct. The Gemara does not say that the peula which he did is not chal. The person did something in Ishbeseder, but you try to say that the maisa which he did was not. There's a chisaron mitzad the gavra that he's looking for ways to be makel for himself. If so, since the father did the bris milah b'yom hashmini keshites rabbeinu tam, the maisa was beseder. Many people hold a chatzilah are supposed to do like that. Ah, you say the child is noyeh keshites hagoyne or motzei Shabbos, and therefore it's trei kula de sasra adori. He says, first of all, there's not one person doing two kulas the sasra adori. It's two different people. So loy mi boy that the maisa is avadagot, but even as far as calling somebody a rosh, you also can't, because the maisa mitzvah was a good mitzvah, and here we're talking about two people doing two things. So meicha teisa, one can be machmi in such an instance. And furthermore, he says this musag of tata de sasra, one has to understand. I will give an example which state in Hilchas Mincha Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. Min hadin, one cannot daven. I mean, after Plaga Mincha, it's a machloikas Rabbon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you can daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha or not. But this is clear. If you can daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha, that means to say that you hold it's night. You can't daven Mincha then. If you hold that you can daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, then you daven Maariv after night. But you can't daven both Mincha and Maariv after Plaga Mincha. There are instances the Mishtabura says, Mishum Tichad de Tzibur and Mokave Meikel, or Ba'azesh Tin Shukhanol. There's a machloikas Rishonim, as the Shukhanol says. What does it mean you can't daven mincha and maariv after plaga mincha before nacht? Does it mean on that day you can't, because that day is the time of the sasra, or you can't be'etzem? I can't today after plag is nacht. Tomorrow after plag is day. You can either you hold it day, either you hold it night. You can't do both. Amachloikes lehalocha in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. Obados is klo. If till today I pasken that after plag is day, and I can daven mincha, and from tomorrow, this 120 year, I want to take on that it's nacht, that I can daven maariv, that's not the shayla of tata de sasra. One can change once in one's lifetime. Zogt Hagaon Rav Nosson Gishtetner, even if we take on that the father was a Kloizenburger Chosid, let's say the child was a Kloizenburger Chosid at 8 days old, but he changed his religion, he became a Vishnitzer. If he became a Vishnitzer, so he decided now that I don't keep Rabbeinu Tam's man. A shayla if you can make it on a hand, hogif and a chumra, that's not a shayla. But al koponim, he doesn't keep Rabbeinu Tam, he can taste to now say, therefore his wisdom shloike dinoi. Is la maizre ibn osin gishtetna holds a filo min adin, nish vidim in chasitzchok. There's no reason why he should now have to be noyek keshitas Rabbeinu Tam. Whereas the min chasitzchok, paskens, no, he has to be noyek from now on, he should chumra, to be noyek keshitas Rabbeinu Tam. Atkan is the shayla as far as what happens with a child who is born. The bris milah was done shaloi bizmanoi, yo bizmanoi. It comes to teach us how much we have to be, it says chizu godl, how much to be machshiv zman. Shor achas, dako achas, it can make an afgimina, yo gemalet, nish gemalet. Ashreichem v'toiv lochem, that you utilize half an hour at the beginning of the day, which is more than dako achas, a half an hour as a hachona l'kol hayom kulo.